This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Election Commission will today organize the National Roundtable Conference of ECI and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Roundtable Conference is being held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The Roundtable Conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said, India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism. He added that whenever there has been a crisis, the two countries have stood by each other.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
Mr. Singh said Mr. Modi will meet President of Israel Isaac Herzog and will address the Parliament of Israel, Knesset. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is set to visit India from February 26 to March 7, 2026, marking a major reset in the relationship between the two nations. This is the first official visit by a Canadian leader since ties were strained under the previous administration. In a statement from the Canadian Prime Minister's office, Mr. Carney will start his trip in Mumbai to meet his business leaders before heading to New Delhi for high-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 2nd of March. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The president will inaugurate the nationwide campaign Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat being organized by P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. Tomorrow, the president will grace the National Arogya Fair 2026 being organized by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Shegaon, Buldana. She will also grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust organized by Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur on Wednesday. The president will participate in the Bhumi Pujan ceremony of Sri Jagannath Temple, Jamshedpur on Thursday, which has been organized by Sri Jagannath Spiritual and Cultural Charitable Center Trust, Jamshedpur, Jharkhand. She will also visit the Manipal Tata Medical College, Jamshedpur and interact with the students. On Friday, the president will witness ex-Vayu Shakti at Pokhran in Rajasthan. In Russia, an unidentified assailant detonated an explosive device next to a patrol vehicle in Moscow today, killing himself and a police officer and leaving two other officers injured. According to Russia's Interior Ministry, the attack happened minutes after midnight near the Sevilovsky train station in the Russian capital's downtown. It said the assailant approached a traffic police vehicle and detonated an explosive device, killing an officer on the spot and injuring two others who were hospitalized. Russia's investigative committee said it has launched a probe into the attack. It did not name the assailant or give any information about his possible motives or any further details. The attack came on the day marking the fourth anniversary of Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to send troops into Ukraine. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in their Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, England will take on Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. This 45th match of the tournament is scheduled to take place at the Palikkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka starting at 7 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.